He walked right by them this morning, around to the back entrance, and took the stairs to the third floor. One couldn't be too careful, could one? A reporter named Jenny Bloom fell into step with him the second he hit the newsroom floor. Among all the staff who had shown a sudden interest in his well-being, she was by far the most obvious about it. Or was that odious? "Hey, Arnold, how's it going? You doing okay, man? What are you covering today?" Griner didn't miss a beat. "Jen, if that's your idea of a pickup line, you must be the most unlaid woman in L.A." Jenny Bloom merely grinned and kept on coming on. "Spoken like someone with experience in matters of the heart. All right, then, let's skip the foreplay. You get any more emails? You need help on this, right? I'm here for you. You need a woman's point of view. Seriously, I just need some space, okay? I'll let you know if I get anything else." He turned abruptly and walked away from her. "No, you won't," she called after him. "No, I won't," he said, and kept walking. In some ways, even the annoying distractions were a relief. As soon as he turned away from Bloom, his mind went back into the disturbing loop it had been on before. Why me? Why did Crazy Mary pick me out? Why not Jenny Bloom? Would it happen again today? Another high-profile murder? And then it did. Chapter 24. A calm, measured female voice said,
911, what is your emergency?
This is Arnold Griner at the Los Angeles Times. I'm supposed to call a detective Jean Galetta, but I can't find her number on my desk. I'm sorry, I'm a little rattled right now. I can't even find my Rolodex.